One person that's determined to support our modern-day veterans is a 101-year-old World War II veteran. We mentioned him while talking to His Excellency. So it's with great pride that I say welcome to the weekend show to Sergeant Bert Lemerton, retired, the walking man of St. Clair. How are you, Bert?
I'm fairly well, but let's face it, when you push past the century, you don't move as quickly as you used to.
But you move pretty far. I mean, you're going to be doing a 1.5-kilometre walk today and then building up to, what is it, how many kilometres do you aim to walk?
Well, I'm blessed if I know. I suppose I'm looking at towards 96 miles, but I question whether I make it. But I'll give it a good every go.
Because you do a walk every day around your block, don't you?
I do a walk every day, and it varies in length, but usually around about the, kilometre and a bit.
Well, you're doing that little bit extra because you would like to support the modern-day veterans. Why do you feel strongly about that, Bert?
I feel it's in their own interest to keep active. And that's the reason I'm keeping active, to enable me to live a bit longer. And they will also have that effect if they keep on walking round the block as I do.
We were just reflecting there with the Governor-General on that moment 75 years ago today. It really doesn't seem, 75 years doesn't seem so long. What does it seem for you?
It seems to have flashed by. Although I've got a couple of sons and a couple of grandkids, but the life seems to have just flashed by.
Were you in Borneo when you heard the news the war was over?
I was certainly in Borneo at that time, and we were a bit reluctant to consider it all done and finished, and consequently we maintained normal services, even though peace had been declared, because you never knew what the other guy might decide to do. But it wasn't a merry time for us, even though we knew the war had ceased and peace had been declared. We were still a bit on edge.
So that moment when you actually got on board a vessel to come home, how did you feel?
Delighted to know that at least we were out of any harm's way. It was a pleasure to know that we were at last on the way home and we would be staying there if we wanted to.
I was reflecting with the Governor-General that my grandfather, who served in both World War One and World War Two, never really talked about those times there. Were there moments where you found it difficult to reflect on your experiences?
Yes, it's not always easy to think back about the difficult moments that sneak up on you from time to time. But I always managed to consider myself as the victor.
We're talking with Sergeant Bert Lemerton, retired, who's going to embark on a very long walk at the age of 101 years old, all raising money for Soldier On. Bert, it's amazing when I reflect upon 75 years and also the fact that still at the age of 101, you're still living at home, you're by yourself, you're self-sufficient?
Oh, yes, I have a little assistance here and there, but I manage my own cooking and the washing and things like that that are normally housewives' jobs. But I manage those.
And do you pause often to reflect back on your experience in World War Two?
From time to time, little things crop up either on the telly or on the radio, and it, you think in terms of what was I doing on that day, and I have a bit of a peep in me diary, and it tells me very often it's a fine day, that's it. because I wasn't doing anything special on that particular day.
Well, I think it's amazing that at 101 years old, you're giving to the Soldier On organisation. But I also reflect on how fortunate we are nowadays to have an organisation like that that perhaps wasn't there for servicemen such as yourself when you returned from active service.
Well, that's true, of course. We had the RSL, and in point of fact, when I was marching out of the showground after I got my final discharge, the first thing I did was to approach an old bloke, maybe in his 50s, who was attracting members for the RSL. So my RSL badge is dated from that day, 29th of November, 1945. We call them RSL members. The RSL was the probably the major sister who offered help to returned folks.
Well, Bert, from this old 50-year-old to your sprightly young 101-year-old, thank you for your service and thank you for continuing to support Soldier On.
Do me best I can, and if it keeps me walking, good o.